In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We did this, BT, and I got the pack of basketball cards, read the names off to you. Today, we'll roll reversal here.
Yeah.
We'll open the pack of cards, and I'll try to guess the best to my ability.
All right. Very nice looking pack. Nice fancy wrapper.
Are they tough to read for you? Did you open them up yet?
Well, they're a little tricky
to
read.
Yeah, I had to go to the back of them. It was tough last time.
I got the glasses on. I should wear the goggles, like the 1990s mid-goggles.
Yeah.
I remember from my Horace Grant or something like that. Kurt Rambis. 94 NBA tops here. You ready to go?
Let me focus. Yes, go ahead.
All right. First up is Rex Chapman. God, I used to love Rex in college. Rex could jump. Rex could play.
I remember multiple teams with him. I would say the Bullets, the Hornets, the Heat. So I'm going to go one of those probably.
Okay.
94, 95.
You're in the neighborhood, buddy. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to hate myself if I get this. I'm going to go Hornets.
Bullets.
Ow! Damn it! All right.
He was drafted by the Hornets, and then he wound up going to the Bullets. And the Heat after that. I think you were right on
so
that.
So he was first with the Hornets?
He was definitely with the Hornets. Remember? He was awesome. All right. This one's simple, but it's an all-star, and the card is absolutely dope. Gary Payton, the glove.
Yeah, Seattle Supersonics.
Got number glove for you. Do your thing, boy.
He also went to Miami, right, later?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Lakers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He bounced around
a Lakers,
bit.
That's right. Okay.
I did a couple shows with Gary back in the day in San Francisco. He's out of his mind. Mm. Gary, what a great dude. All right. Let me see if I could read this one. This one is, I'm going to have to go, that's weird. I don't even know if that's a name or a stat. I mean, come on, look at this. Oh, who beat Patrick Ewing in 94?
Yeah, I don't
want to
bring
it up.
Name. Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah,
wow.
The Rockets.
You got some
there
sick cards here. Actually, you got some easy ones.
You can take those home to Colt. Give him a little history lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. Oh, another one that's really, really good. How about a little C-Webb? Now, you got to be careful with the year.
Yeah, I'm going to go Warriors.
You're going to get right.
Okay.
You're going to be right. These cards are awesome. C-Webb is money. You got that one right. James Worthy. Big game, James.
This is a tricky one, too.
As they used to call him back in the day. Big game. Not because he was dropping 25 either.
James Worthy. Was he always a Laker? I'm just going to guess Lakers.
Lakers, yeah, you got it.
Was he always a Laker?
That's a great question. Did he bounce around?
I feel like he went somewhere else afterward. But
he could have. New York guy. Jamal Mashburn. The Monster Mash.
The Mavs at
the
that
Mavericks.
Point. That was still early on.
The Mavericks.
Was that wasn't his rookie year. He was a little bit before that.
He was definitely drafted by the Dallas Mavericks.
Right, but
he was. It was before this.
Okay.
It was before this. And, Jamal, because remember they had. Remember Tony Braxton's name came up on the show?
Yes, yeah. Curtis Martin, we're talking about.
Curtis Martin. Yeah. But also, if I'm not mistaken, there was a little trio, Jamal Mashburn, Jason Kidd, and Jimmy Jackson.
I remember,
in Dallas when they were young teammates with the Mavericks. They were all either vying for her or one of them was with her.
I remember that trio.
Like that.
Never worked out. Each individual was pretty good there. By the way, Dove tells us Worthy was a career Laker. So there
we go. I remember this guy. I remember watching him in college. Don McLean. First round pick.
Clippers?
He played for them for a little bit. Bullets. At this point, he's with the Bullets.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, 6'10", white guy. Played at UCLA.
Yep.
Not bad. Not a bad pro at all, actually. How about, another local guy. How about Scotty Burrell, who was also a professional baseball player?
Yeah, married to Janae Coakley,
who
I work with at SNY.
Yeah.
Was he with the Bulls at that point? I remember him. Hornets, too.
94, 95 tops.
I'm going to go Hornets.
Got it.
Yes.
Nice job right there.
The instinct is like, I know he's with the Bulls. I know he's with the Bulls.
Nice.
But okay, yeah.
Good job. Those Hornets, those are young Hornets right there. Grandma was still lurking there before he hurt his back. All right. How about a little Todd Day action?
I think I remember him in college.
Yeah.
I don't recall. Suns.
The Bucks, and I believe he was at Arkansas. Let me just double check his college. College was Arkansas, and he was with the Bucks. Yeah. How about, let's go to this guy. Yeah, these cards are tricky. I'll get to that in a minute. Rodney Rogers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets?
Good call. Didn't he die?
Pass away, I think he did.
He did. He was a lefty shooter, strong, 54. Wake Forest.
Was he number 54?
You see Look at you pulling up the numbers.
I remember.
Give me another 54.
And Charles Smith.
There you go. All right. Now, okay, you ready? But it's hard to read. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, Eric Murdoch.
I know the name.
Yeah, you do. Played in the Big East collegiately.
I should know this one. Shoot. I'm not going to get it. I'm in my mind is Eric Murdoch. Bullets?
Bucks. So you were thinking, I was just going to ask you thinking East or West. All right. Last one, this guy was yoked. Even when he was like 40, he was absolutely jacked. Kevin Willis.
Yeah, I remember. Now, the trick with him is he played a lot of different spots.
He did, but you should get this.
You saying that's throwing me off a little bit. I'm down to two.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks, Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the Hawks.
This looks like the, the Hawks, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
there,
absolutely.
There scared
Hawks.
Me there.
No, right, my bad. Nice job.
Kevin Willis. Yeah, there's some fun names from the past.
A little bonus, do you know where, I think I had this right, do you know where Kevin Willis played collegiately?
No idea.
I believe it was Michigan State, if I'm not mistaken. These cards are really nice.
Yeah, you have to take them home. I like doing the basketball.
I do too.
There's some names from the past. I know it's a baseball card thing. We tried it with the football and didn't have any idea who the majority of the linemen were or whatever, but
oh
a little
my God.
Fun there.
He was Michigan State, by the way, Kevin Willis.
There you go. Good call.